For some women, their hormones can wreak havoc in their lives. So what is it about hormones that makes them so troublesome? Linda Crockett is author of Healing Our Hormones, Healing Our Lives.
The problem with hormones, although they're a very physical thing, they really are taking their messages and what to do from higher up in our brain. And with women, everything they see, everything they feel, changes how their hormones are going to change their chemistry, internal chemistry. So really, what's happened externally in their lives and in their life experiences are going to affect their internal chemistry. So your hormones are only going to be as balanced as your life is, really.
And what exactly is a hormone?
Okay. A hormone is a chemical messenger from the endocrine system. And if we look at the structure of the endocrine system, it's a group of glands that we have. We have them pituitary in our brain, and we have down below, we even have the ovaries. And so they're very removed from each other, but yet they are in communication with each other. And what keeps them in communication is hormones. So hormones, they actually come from the messages of the brain. A hormone travels in the blood to a target tissue. And if we take an example of the pituitary gland in the brain, puts out a hormone, follicle stimulating hormone, that actually works on the ovaries. So it does travel all that way to get to it. And when it reaches the ovaries, it knows that that's the tissue to affect.
Well, how might I know that my hormones are playing up rather than just, I don't know, I'm a bit run down or I've got a cold or whatever? How do you know it's a hormone thing?
Hormone is an interesting one because it affects us not only in a physical way, it can affect us emotionally and it can affect us also mentally. And I'll give you a good example. Think about the menstrual cycle. The first half of our cycle, we feel pretty good because as estrogen is rising, estrogen is a central nervous system stimulant. So along with estrogen, we get all these feel-good neurotransmitters like dopamine, and dopamine makes us socially confident. We also get high levels of noradrenaline, which makes us very alert. Concentration is very strong. And then we have serotonin, which makes us feel pretty optimistic about life. But things all change the second half. Because the second half, we're dominated more by progesterone, which is a central nervous system depressant. What happens with that is those wonderful neurotransmitters that makes us feel well, they go down. Now, we could be a little bit less socially confident. We don't really feel like seeing many people. It could mean that we probably aren't as optimistic as we were. And it probably means that we don't want to get out of bed as much as we like. And how you can see these kind of changes is even in your blood sugar. The first part of the cycle with estrogen, our blood sugar is very, very balanced. And you feel like, oh, you're very easy with food. You just eat when you want. Whereas the second part of the cycle, when progesterone is high, you're always thinking about food. And that's a natural thing because progesterone is trying to make us get prepared for pregnancy. Progesterone wants us to eat a lot. So there's those differences. And they're very subtle. But yet, women know intuitively about hormones. They know when they're not right. And it has a very encompassing effect.
If these things just happen naturally anyway, because, you know, nature says wants to prepare us for pregnancy or whatever, is there any way of controlling them then?
We all have cycles, and it's a very subtle change as we go through. And hormones could be very dramatic. When they are so, you know that there's something in your life that has to change. So you have to make the life you're living more tolerant. You have to be more tolerant to that life. You have to find a way of making things easier. And you'll notice that in a menstrual cycle, one month is fine. The next month, you could be really awful. And it's always about what's going on in your life. So that's what you have to think about. How do you make yourself cope better with your own life?
That's Linda Crockett. Her book, Healing Our Hormones, Healing Our Lives, is published by O Books.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.